Enoch is translated to heaven. The men of that generation had mocked him who sought not to build up possessions here. But Enoch's heart was upon eternal treasures. He had seen the King in his glory in the midst of Zion. His mind, his conversation, were in heaven. The greater the existing iniquity, the more earnest was his longing for the home of God. For 300 years Enoch had walked with God. Day by day he had longed for a closer union, nearer and nearer had grown the communion, until God took him to himself. Now the walk with God, so long pursued on earth, continued, and he passed through the gates of the holy city, the first from among men to enter there. His loss was felt on earth. Some, both righteous and wicked, had witnessed his departure. Those who loved him made diligent search, but without avail. They reported that he was not, for God had taken him. By the translation of Enoch, the Lord designed to teach an important lesson. There was danger that men would yield to discouragement because of the fearful results of Adam's sin. Many were ready to exclaim, "What profit is it that we have feared the Lord and have kept his ordinances, since a heavy curse is resting upon the race, and death is the portion of us all?" Satan was urging upon men the belief that there was no reward for the righteous or punishment of the wicked, and that it was impossible for men to obey the divine statutes. But in the case of Enoch, God shows what he will do for those who keep his commandments. Men were taught that it is possible to obey the law of God, that they were able by grace to resist temptation and become pure and holy. His translation was an evidence of the truth of his prophecy concerning the hereafter, with its award of immortal life to the obedient and of condemnation and death to the transgressor. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, for before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. The godly character of this prophet represents the state of holiness which must be attained by those who shall be redeemed from the earth, at Christ's second advent. Then, as before the flood, iniquity will prevail. Men will rebel against the authority of heaven. But like Enoch, God's people will seek for purity of heart and conformity to his will, until they shall reflect the likeness of Christ. Like Enoch, they will warn the world of the Lord's second coming and by their holy example will condemn the sins of the ungodly. As Enoch was translated to heaven, so the living righteous will be translated from the earth before its destruction by fire.